Okay, very good.
Okay.
Turn your mic on, Dan.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Welcome everybody to the Tuesday, October 8, 2019 meeting of the Orland Park Plan Commission. Could we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll just start out with a roll call. So I'm here. Commissioner Schuessler?
Here.
John Paul?
Here.
Laura Murphy's absent. Patrick Zamparelli is not here. Joseph Zatar's not here. Daniel Sanchez?
Here.
Okay. So we have a quorum. First item is item number 2019-0735. Approval of the August 20, 2019 minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that those minutes be approved as presented.
Okay. Motion seconded by Commissioner Schuessler, seconded by John Paul. Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
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 Okay. Approved. I move to open public hearing number 2000. No, I don't. I move to continue public hearing number 2014-0494 to the November 5th, 2019 commission meeting.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Paul. In favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, all in favor. Good. I move to open public hearing 2019-0661, La Michoacana Azteca Ice Cream Shop, special use, 9173 and 9177 151st Street.
Second.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Paul, seconded by Commissioner Schuessler. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're all in favor. Staff?
Perfect. Thank you, Chairman. So we are here, the case before you is the special use permit for La Michoacana Azteca Ice Cream Shop.
We have some folks here.
I do apologize.
Try to make sure everybody can hear us.
Okay. The case before you is La Michoacana Azteca Ice Cream Shop. The purpose of the special use permit is to open and operate the ice cream shop, which is considered a restaurant, in a 2,700 square foot tenant space located at 9173 and 9177 West 151st Street in the Region Plaza Retail Center. And on the board presently is the planning attributes. I'll hit a lot of these later on. The existing land use, it's a vacant tenant space.
Please note that Commissioner Zamparelli has arrived. Thank you.
The existing use is a vacant tenant space. They're actually taking two tenant spaces and combining them into one. And the proposed is the ice cream shop, which is a restaurant. And the reason that we need a special use permit is because it's a restaurant within 300 feet of the residential parcels. Here's our development process. We're currently in the Plan Commission looking for a recommendation. From here, it'll move on to Development Services, Planning and Engineering Committee review. Looking for a recommendation, and then onward to the Village Board of Trustees approval or denial of the special use permit. I do have the affidavit here for the public hearing notice. It's been posted. It was posted within the appropriate timeline. This is the location of La Michoacana Azteca within our comprehensive plan. It is within the regional core planning district, and it is regional mixed use. The hash marks refer to kind of blending the business area, a transition zone from the business to the residential areas surrounding them. And I will highlight that in one of the next few slides. This is a zoning map, and it gives a little bit of context. Directly to the north, across 151st Street, is Core Mixed Use District, and that's the retail mall. There's a doctor's office as well as a bank up there. To the west is vacant biz parcel. To the east is more general business, and then to the south is the R3 Residential District, which is Village Square and Orland subdivision.
It might mean September.
Yeah.
This is the kind of a bird's eye view of the mobility. 151st Street and Regent Drive are the two major roadways that feed into this property. They're both village-owned. There is a traffic light at Regent Drive and 151st Street. And yeah, I kind of squared off where the proposed tenant spaces are going. Next to them is a jewelry store, and then next to them is the Great American Bagel. And then to the left is commercial retail. Here's all the kind of imminent land uses. As you can see, there's three vacancies, five currently, three with Lomishio Kana Azteca going in there. Another one is a B&W Real Estate. There's a personal service establishment there, nails and spa, jewelry store, general retail, Allstate Insurance, and then the Great American Bagel as well. Let me refer back to this slide. You can see there to the south of the building, which is the top of the presentation, there's a fence there. We're going to make it a condition that the village works with the property owner to kind of reinforce that fence. It's kind of given way over the years, and so we're going to work with them to make sure that it's corrected. In addition to that, they are short of two ADA accessible parking spots, and that will also be a condition. They are required for ADA accessible parking spots for commercial retail that has between 80 and 100 parking spots, and they have two there in front of the B&W Real Estate. I'm going to make a condition that we move it more towards the center and up front, and we add two more there nearby. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a little breakdown of the parking analysis. Without accounting for the vacancies as general retail, we're looking at 98 required parking spaces. Presently, there are 96 provided. If we were to account for general retail for the three vacancies, we would add an additional 21 parking spaces, so they'd be 23 parking spaces short. But per the land development code, it allows for 50% shared parking between like uses, assuming that kind of the business operations don't conflict. And most of these don't. Lomishio Kana, their operating hours are from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Great American Bagel is 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. The jewelry store is 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. Nail salon is 9 to 7, and the insurance are 9 to 5 typically. And the peak hours for Lomishio Kana Azteca, they hit a spike around 3, and then they'll hit a spike again after, you know, around 6 when people are getting off work and kind of finishing up with their extra activities. And I did go out there three separate times to take pictures of the parking lot to just kind of show that there shouldn't be an issue with parking. If there is, we'll investigate it and we'll make the corrections. But the first one is 8:30 a.m. It's pretty open. 12:30, also pretty open. And 4:30, it's also fairly open. So for our requested approvals, we're requesting approval of the special use permit with the conditions that we meet all building code requirements and final engineering requirements, including required permits from outside agencies. They screen all mechanical equipment either at grade or at rooftop with landscaping or parapets. Submit a signed permit application to the Development Services Department for separate review. They add the two handicap parking spaces located at the front of the building and centered in the middle. And then we will work with the village, or the village will work with the property owner to repair the fence between them and the residential. Yes, so for our recommendation, we recommend approval of the special use permit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is either the petitioner or any of the representative of the petitioner present? Anybody from the petitioner present? If you're not required to, but if you'd like to come up and say anything, we have to swear you in, anybody who's going to speak. So would you, did you need to come up, or are you satisfied with
the condition? Sure, come on up and tell us about your project.
Pardon? Okay. Well, thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to comment on this petition? No. Okay. I mean, I guess we all like ice cream.
Right.
Okay. Let's go to our commissioners. Commissioner Schuessler.
I don't have any questions, but I think it would be appropriate to ask Commissioner Zamparelli, since he parks in that parking lot every day, what he thinks of this project.
I like ice cream.
Me too.
No, I do have a couple of questions. Can you show me where exactly you're planning the handicap spots?
So let me go back.
Because I know it's a tough spot.
Right. So tentatively, there's nothing in fine print yet.
But point to it. Right. I'm guessing by that island, because there's no parking by that sidewalk.
Yeah, I was thinking right there, maybe right there. For two handicap.
Mm-hmm.
Right front and center, located closer to the two restaurants, because presently there's two handicap spots over there in front of the B&W.
That's where my office is.
Oh, perfect. So you know the area well.
Yeah, I was curious when you took those pictures.
Yeah, I was going.
You know, because I
was waiting for somebody to come out there as I was taking pictures.
We do that parking most of the time, but our hours are normally 8:30-ish to. Our office closes at 5, but agents are in till 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
So I think it's a great asset. I think they're cleaning up that mall a lot. I'm glad we're going to fix the fence, but there is something the stop sign right there pulling out of the parking lot on the 151st Street.
Okay,
it's been crooked and been leaning. I think we should fix that. You know, while we're working over there cleaning it up. And other than that, I think the owner of the mall has been doing a good job. We just resurfaced the parking lot.
Right.
I'm trying to think of anything else. I pretty much, the garbage is going to go over in the right corner. Am I correct?
Yes, correct.
Is there enough back there?
Enough space?
Yeah.
I believe that there's enough space. That might be something that we could revisit.
I would check into it, because I know we're on the other side, and the bagel place has been doing really well.
Right.
I don't think there's enough.
Okay.
I would look into that, and other than that, I think it's a great asset over there.
Okay,
thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you, Commissioner Zamparelli.
No, the garbage is off the
Commissioner
corner.
Sanchez.
No, I really don't have any other questions.
Okay. Commissioner Paul?
The only question I was looking at was the dumpster situation. Is that, which one would they use? There's one on the corner and there's one in the back there, but there's nothing directly behind that. I didn't know if there was any provisions made for an additional dumpster, or if they're just going to use the facilities that are already on the premises.
They wouldn't, from what I know, they would be using the facilities that are already on the site.
There's only one other restaurant there, and it's a bagel
right.
place. I can't imagine they, okay.
But should pile or garbage start piling up or whatever, we can address that.
Commissioner Paul, we would handle that via property maintenance.
Yeah.
If it wasn't able to accommodate it, then we'd have to address it with the building owner to add additional.
And I know they mentioned in the narrative that they've looked at it in pretty good repair.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
And that was the only question that I had.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't have anything to add other than I'm happy to see them go in there. It's always good to, it's a center that was, we had some vacancies, and I'm always happy to see us, fill these vacancies. It's good for the center. It's good for everybody, and I think it's a good use of the property. Before I request a motion. Just a clarification. It was pointed out to me by our vice chair, Mr. Schuessler, that we talk about in our motion a staff report dated October 30th, 2019. And we're being asked to make a motion and validate something that's dated 3 weeks into the future. That's supposed to be September?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes. Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay.
It was
well,
just
thank
an
you.
Error. Yep.
Thank you. And at that point, I will ask if anybody would like to entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Zamparelli.
I move to accept as findings, in fact, this plan commission, the findings and facts set forth in this staff report dated October 8th, 2019. and I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees the approval of special use permit allowing the operation. Oh, wait, I grabbed the wrong motion. Ed, you want to pick it up?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Got it.
All right. Recommend to the Village Board permit. Yep, yep. Also known, okay. Regarding case number 2019-0661, also known as the, help me out with that name.
Lamishiokana Azteca.
Thank you.
Very good.
Lamishiokana. I move to accept and make findings of fact and discussed as the Plan Commission meeting and with the staff report dated September 30th, 2019. And I move to recommend to the Village Board approval of a special use permit for the
Lamishiokana Azteca.
Thanks. District subject to the following conditions: meet all building and land development code requirements and obtain the necessary permits from the Village Building Division prior to initial work. And number three, to create two additional handicapped accessible parking spaces located in the front of the commercial center. And four, submit a signed permit application to the Development Services Department for the separate review. Signs are subject to additional review and approval by the sign permitting process, and additional restrictions may apply. Number five, Village to work with the owner of the commercial center to repair rear fence.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Zamparelli and a second by Commissioner Paul. Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
Commissioner Paul?
Aye.
Aye. Commissioner Schuessler?
Aye.
Commissioner Zamparelli?
Aye.
Aye.
I have one question.
Yes, please.
Off the record, I have one question for the lady who didn't want to come up. Come on, you come on. When are you going to open?
When
are you going to open?
I mean, as soon as possible.
Yes, okay.
You have a guess on when it'll be?
I'm hoping next year, January or December.
Okay, I like ice cream. That's what I
was asking. Well,
the sooner the better.
Yeah. Okay, so the motion's approved, and congratulations to the permit for Lamishiokana Azteca. How'd I do? Good?
Lamishiokana.
Okay, good. I entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So move.
Second.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Schuessler, seconded by Commissioner Paul. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I move to open the public hearing number 2019-0534 Servitage OSM special use.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Schuessler. Commissioner Sanchez, Commissioner Paul.
Aye.
Okay, all ayes. All righty. Staff.
Good evening. The petition before you is a special use to allow for the operation of a 24-hour fitness center. Yeah. The fitness center is proposed to be 39,000 square feet. It is currently located in the core mixed-use zoning district. The comp plan designates the property as regional mixed. The site currently abuts a major collector, which is under private operation as part of the Orland Square Mall plan development. The current land use is vacant. It was previously the Sears development, which closed in 2018.
Commissioner Harris, if you would,
yes.
If you could bring the mic closer to speak, it's being recorded, and I just want to make sure the folks in the back can hear you as well.
Is that better?
That's better.
Yes.
Okay.
A little more wind in it.
All right. The uses and zoning, that is a lot better. surrounding the subject property are predominantly core as well, and the use is regional mixed as well. And 300 feet to the south of the subject property is a strip of commercial, which is zoned biz. And I have included the next couple slides as reference. We're currently at, this is just outlining where we are in the process. And so, as you can see here on the zoning map, the subject property is the old Sears development.
Yes.
Here, 300 feet to the south is the biz development. You have some residential But primarily, the surrounding property is zoned core. As you can see here, it is within the regional core planning district, and the land use is mixed use. As Kyle mentioned before, the hash marks denote a transition zone. And here for reference is just an aerial of the subject property. And again, here is another picture for reference just to kind of orient everyone to where it is in the mall, which is the southeast portion of Orland Square Mall. So this is a timeline of previous approvals. The petitioner previously came in for a planned development last year for special use for a movie theater, and that planned development was superseded by an approval that occurred in May. And as you can see, there were a few changes with the plan that superseded the previous one. There was a change in the composition and an overall reduction of the total footprint of the plan. Now they are requesting to add an additional special use, which is the fitness center. The other permitted uses will also change in composition, but the special use, which was approved in May, will remain the same as far as the square footage, the size, and scope. And this is just a few graphs just to kind of illustrate that. So as you can see here, this is the original development, the total square footage. Here is the original PUD that was approved last February. As you can see, the original proposal proposed to construct an additional around 50,000 plus square feet. And that was going to take place as a second story addition. The revised approval was a major reduction in overall square footage and also a change in the composition of uses. And as you can see here, the special use will remain the same footprint with the addition of the fitness center and a reduction in both retail and restaurant spaces. Here below is the parking requirements. In green, you see these are the spaces that are provided, and in red are the required spaces. So as you can see, with each iteration of the plan, there is a reduction in required stalls. And here, just for reference, this is how many spaces are required for the fitness center, 241. The site currently accounts for 1,092, and in addition to that, the subject property has access to 6,000 plus parking spaces pursuant to the cross easement for parking at Orland Square Mall. Here is just an illustration of the weekday peak hours and the Saturday peak hours, and as you can see, it pretty much remains steady with a little bit of variation and the revised plan. So this is, I included the previous floor plan and the current floor plan. So as you can see, there has been a reorganization of the tenant spaces within the proposed development. And this is really just to illustrate that, as you can see here, this is where the fitness center is proposed, and all of the other tenant spaces are permitted uses. I did not include the upper floors because, as I noted, the movie theater will not change in size. These are the conditions that we're recommending that the petitioner meet all building codes, apply for building permits, meet all final engineering requirements. Any changes to the facade will require an appearance review, and that is that's possible, as you know, depending on the tenant that will go into that space, and to screen all mechanical units. and it is our recommendation that this petition be approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is the petitioner or any representative of the petitioner present? Would you like to come up and add anything?
I don't think I need to at this moment, but I'm here to answer questions when they come up.
All righty. Well, should that kind of come, we'll have to swear you in, okay?
Okay.
Is there anybody from the public here that would like to comment on this? No, there isn't. Okay. Well, let me go to our commissioners then. Commissioner Sanchez.
No additional questions.
Okay. Commissioner Paul.
I'm assuming then that there is a tenant, a prospective tenant that's going to use this?
Okay.
Or we, it's hypothetical. Yeah.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth that matters before this commission?
I do.
Would you please state your name and address for the record?
Matthew McDonald, Seritage Growth Properties, 500 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York.
Thank you.
Okay. To that answer, we have 24-hour fitness as a signed lease for the fitness.
I didn't know if this was hypothetical
or
if this was... Okay, so there's a tenant that's... Okay. And the rest of it has already been approved, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Commissioner Zamparelli.
Yes, thank you. Theaters. How many theaters are you going to get in there?
There are 10 auditoriums.
It is 10? Okay.
And it's about 1,000 seats.
Yeah, so 100. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love the idea with the fitness center there. I think it's a great asset because I know the Charter Fitness across the street there is very crowded.
Great.
So it's good to get that in there. I think the project's going great. I can't wait till you start taking it apart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Schuessler.
Some people might be concerned with the fact that this plan keeps changing. I'm not. I think it shows you're adroit in addressing the market, and we understand that you need tenants.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do any good to do a big project like this and end up with it being vacant. So I have no questions.
Thank you.
Good project.
Yes. Well, obviously, in the country, there's a lot of suburban malls are experiencing a lot of difficulties, and I'm happy to say that our mall here in Orland Park has been one of the better performing malls. But I do, I'm happy to see this.
Okay. Thank you.
As another addition to the for this mall to remain vibrant and. And some of the things that I did notice, I know there's not going to be any increase in traffic as a result of this. Matter of fact, there'll probably be a reduction of traffic than there was when Sears was there. And it does have the potential, like it stated here, to attract more people to our mall.
At different times.
Yeah, I mean, between the AMC and this, I'm really happy to see in our town, I'm very grateful that you came in and we've taken action and to keep Orland Square Mall one of the better performing malls in the state. So I'm very happy to see this.
Well, thank you. We've had a very good relationship with your staff throughout the process as well.
Yes, you have. You have. And that's a compliment to both of you. So without saying anything else, I just entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Paul.
Before the motion, not a question for Seritage, but for staff. What's the status of the park that was going to be built by Simon? I understand that was put on hold. What's the status on that?
And that's still my understanding that it's been put on hold.
You haven't gotten any new feedback from Simon?
No. Okay. No, I have not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Commissioner Paul.
Okay, move to accept this finding of fact. This plan commission, the findings of fact set forth in the staff report dated October 8th, 2019. And I move to recommend that the Village Board of Trustees the approval of a special use permit allowing the operation of a fitness center within the COR mixed-use zoning district subject to the following conditions. One, meet the building code requirements, meet all building code requirements. Two, apply for building permits for any proposed work. Three, meet any final engineering requirements. Four, any changes to facade will require an additional appearance review. Five, screen all mechanical units.
Second.
Second. We have a motion by Commissioner Paul, second by Commissioner Schuessler. Commissioner Zamparelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
Commissioner Schuessler?
Aye.
Commissioner Paul?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Thank you.
You too. I move to close public hearing number 2019-0534.
Second.
Seconded by, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks for being on.
I haven't. I don't believe we have any other business. So I move to adjourn at 7:32 p.m.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Schuessler. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Going home early.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I was tripping in my own thoughts.
Yeah.